I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. Governor-elect J.B. Pritzker is dismissing a critique by outgoing Republican Governor Bruce Rauner. Rauner said Democratic control of Illinois government makes him, quote, very scared for the people of Illinois. Asked about what that Monday, Pritzker said his victory shows voters want to go in a new direction.
Illinoisans deserve a raise, and I think they voted for me because they know that I'm going to help create jobs. They believe that everybody should have health care, and they know that we've got to make college affordable in this state and stand up for civil rights and so many other issues that we talked about during the course of the campaign.
Pritzker spoke on a three-day statewide thank you tour. He highlighted the magnitude of his victory, winning former Republican strongholds like Champaign and DuPage counties for the first time in generations. In other news, a report says Illinois needs comprehensive guidelines when it comes to dealing with sexual misconduct in K-12 schools. Rachel Otwell has more.
Wendy Pollack heads the Women's Law and Policy Initiative of the Sargent Shriver National Center on Poverty Law. She authored the report based on a series of interviews with students and service providers across the state. She says the lack of guidance leads too often to problems like survivors having their confidentiality mishandled.
There's a lot of challenges when it comes to children and youth. So that's why we have focused for so many years on elementary and secondary students, because there's never been much attention paid to that group.
Pollack says it's especially urgent for the state and local districts to consider bolstering their policies as the Trump administration proposes to roll back Title IX guidelines. I'm Rachel Otwell.
Classes resumed today in the Geneva School District for nearly 6,000 students after teachers voted in favor of an agreement between their union and the district. The strike began last week, causing schools to close and activities to be canceled. Salary proposals were a major dispute in negotiations after the previous contract expired in August. The union says two-thirds of its 450 members voted in favor of the tentative agreement. And the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum got a big donation from a conservative radio host. Glenn Beck's charity, Mercury One, donated $50,000. The sum will go toward paying down the $9.2 million debt the museum still owes for a collection of artifacts they purchased a decade ago. The collection includes some of Lincoln's personal effects and what many believe to be his stovepipe hat. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. SIU's interim president, Kevin Dorsey, says the academic reorganization process on the Carbondale campus is moving forward. In a note to the campus, he says 13 of the 20 proposed schools have been through the reorganization and modification process. 8 of the 13 have been recommended for approval by both the Faculty Senate and Graduate Council. He says conversations are continuing regarding the remaining 5. Dorsey says it's important that students understand the academic reorganization does not affect their individual programs or their progress toward graduation. He says the impact on students may be positive as they take advantage of the new multidisciplinary opportunities for learning and research in their new schools. Dorsey's full comments are at our website. An update of the reorganization is expected at this week's Board of Trustees meeting in Carbondale. Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan and 38 other states are joining forces to crack down on annoying robocalls. General Madigan says her office receives many complaints, and a new multi-state coalition will help address the issue.
We're dealing with the telecom companies to understand the technology and really hold their feet to the fire to make sure that they put in place blocking technology. And that's our plan, to stop this constant onslaught of robocalls.
The group also wants to look at what's called neighbor spoofing. That's where illegal telemarketers use local phone numbers in the hopes of making it more likely you'll answer the call. And the U.S. House Committee on Veterans Affairs will hold an oversight hearing this week examining the VA's readiness to implement appeals, improvement, and modernization.